Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Well, hello. Have you ever met someone who always tries to keep up with or even supersede the Joneses? They're so concerned with how others see them that they plan the move to a better, richer neighborhood, and the kids have to go to a certain school or they would be social outcasts or, better yet, scarred for life. They belong to the country club and are always worried if they have the right outfit, if they fit in, and are usually too loud and kind of brash. Spouses nag about the income level and if they have the right car or social standings, and they buy because, heaven forbid, if someone they're trying to impress comes over and their flat screen TV is less than 60 inches, why, it would be catastrophic. These people have determined their social value, careers, self-worth, and personalities on how others see them. They try to act like someone else and have lost somewhere along the line their identity. Their reputation is the most important part of their lives, and they guard it selfishly, not realizing that they had already traded it in like a cheap falling stock on Wall Street. Many people today struggle with enormous debt, which was acquired by trying to live a lifestyle that they could not afford. Some lived outside of their means out of greed, selfishness, and unbridled desires for more and more and more, never being satisfied with what they have because they have become obsessed in using things to dictate who they are. Some use things as others use food for comfort. Marriages and intimacies are destroyed through an addiction to pornography. People today are not satisfied with anything less than what they perceive they deserve. They clamor for their rights without really studying both sides. They are only concerned with how it will impact their own selfish lives. So it goes like a merry-go-round, and where it stops is usually in pain, tears, failure, and frustration. The toll is enormous, not only on the family, but on friends, co-workers, financial institutions, and society in general, because you know when one person files for bankruptcy or defaults on a mortgage, it affects entire neighborhoods, cities, states, and the country. These people are hurting and seeking satisfaction in stuff to fulfill a basic fundamental need that was purposely placed there by God. What? Are you kidding me? Sure. Look. When Adam and Eve sinned, a spiritual death occurred, which separated us from God. That sin was transferred to all generations to come. Unfortunately, with it came a stubborn pride that attempts to circumvent God's plan for restoration through His Son, Jesus Christ. Instead, we become more concerned with our environment, how others see us, and we strive to be accepted into a clique that is based on greed, insecurity, and materialism. A person's reputation is not determined by their environment, but their character. A godly character recognizes their Creator, depends on Him, God, and accepts His plan for redemption. There is but one way to reconciliation with God, and that is through His Son, Jesus Christ. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus answered and said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." A person of integrity is honest and trustworthy, which develops a good reputation. They are dependable, selfless, and comfortable with who they are and with what they have. They have a tendency to accept others at face value and not look for hidden agendas. They are not materialistic or status competitive. They know who they are in Christ Jesus and are sure of their salvation. They trust the Word of God, and they stand on Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 through 6. And that says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? You see, when the void is filled with what truly can satisfy, it is the most natural thing to depend, trust, and cast your care on Him. The pressure is off. There is no greater freedom than to be yourself. Know where you belong and know that your future is taken care of and that there is a plan for your life. You are free to dream, There is a joy that you have never had before and a willingness to obey Him. The Word of God is an incredible guidebook for every aspect of your life. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 34. It says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. You know, he will either hate the one and love the other, or he will devote to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which are here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? What shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them." You see, Jesus stated clearly in verse 33 and 34, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I confess that I have tried to fill the void of my life with stuff. I've allowed my self-worth to be determined by others. I repent and ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my life and fill that void. I long for you, Jesus, Son of God. Only you can satisfy that emptiness. Be Lord of my life. I want your plan. Give me wisdom to manage the debts I have incurred and to set everything right. I want to lead a life of integrity, one who reflects on your goodness. Live through me, so that others may see a godly character and be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695. That's P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declarethword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.